Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Aleph, the halachas of with what kelim are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos and which ones are forbidden, Siv Ches, the bottom of Ayin Ches Min Aleph. Says the Mechaber, a person should not go out b'machat with a needle, a tchubula b'bigdoy that's stuck into his garment, bein the kuba whether it has a hole, bein in the kuba whether it doesn't have a hole, bein yotzim the kuba. Now, if he goes out with the needle that has a hole, chayiv, then he's liable, which we explained already means chayiv chata, skaras. It's contained in Bayes, which in the Kuva, when it does not have a hole, Potter then is exempt on the biblical level. Yeshua and Behapach says, Mechaber, some say actually the opposite. It says, Mishabur, Sif Katan Lamed, said that Leyetze, a person should not go out with a needle that's stuck into his garment. So he says, Sif Zemairi, this paragraph is talking, a fellow with Stamodim, even by a regular person, Shaina Uman, not a professional. I only come on Sif Yud Beis. Look later on Sif Yud Beis. Sif Kan Lamanav. So a person should not go out with a needle stuck the big do in his garment. But if he carries it out in his hand, then he's liable in all situations. So Ish or Isha, whether man or woman, bin the kuba, b'shem the kuba, with a hole, with not a hole, it doesn't make a difference because you're simply carrying. Tresharet Tzin, Leis Chavdal says that's a skamas. All the place, and it's partial because in the hand, that's always the derech of itzah for everything, and it's not like as if. He made a mistake regarding this. So that would be a regular liability. Siv Katan Lamed Beis. So a person who said should not go out with a needle stuck in his garment, whether it has it's perforated, or Bein She'en L'Kuvah, whether it does not have a hole. Because the machat, a needle, lo have a takshel ish b'chol gabn. In all situations, it's not considered as an ornament for a man. V'chein yeshisru l'kulam, so therefore, according to everyone, is going to be a prohibition. But the only difference is what type of prohibition it is. Sivkat Lamed Gimel. So if he went out bin the kuba with a needle that has a hole, chayiv, he's liable on the biblical level. Because Sri Lila Deizu, this opinion holds, the Be'ish, Dina Kimoy Be'isha. A man is like a woman. Kamon, Bishin Gimel, Siv Tes. Dina Kuba, Habaderech Eitzah. That with a hole, that's the way of going out. The Perokim, at times, Kishin Tchuva Be'bigdo, sometimes a woman will take a needle and stick it into her garment. This was he later on that Philip Umid Potter that even by a professional he's Potter. We'll explain over there why that's the case over there. So that's where a needle that has a hole at the other end of the pointy end. But if there's no hole, then Potter, then he's exempt on the biblical level because the law of Derech Itzah here, that's not the way. Meaning when you has a hole, since it's normal to carry out, that is considered the Derech Itzah, which is how you'd be chayv. It's not a shina, it's not mashuna, it's the regular way. But without a hole, that's not the way of carrying something out. Lohitzi to carry it, carry when it's in the person's garment. It would only be normal if the person's carrying it in their hand. Which Sharatzi Nois Chavav says that is, even by a man, by a needle that does not have a hole, is also not a takshin. And even so, he's potter for that reason, because it's not the norm to have it in his garment. It says the Mishbur, it says the Mashakas of this, that the Mechaber writes, V'yeshem behepach, some say the opposite time, they hold this filuhu, because they hold like this. The Be'ish by a man, Machan Akuba, a needle that has a hole, Lab Derech Itzahi, it's not the way of carrying Kishetchuva Be'bigdai when it's stuck into his garment, Shekinai Huloi, because it's actually like a disgrace for him. Shem Allah, they're going to say on him, Shahu Chayat, that he's a tailor, which is like a more maybe feminine or whatever it is, you know, which as the Sharatzi Nois Chav actually says, and that even if he is a Chayat, a tailor, this opinion holds, like Remeir, that Mechaber passes like him later on Sivyut Beis, that he's part of it goes that way when it's stuck in his garment, because he also doesn't go out like that during the weekday, only when he's going to a place where he wants to let people know that he's a tailor. But if he's not going to such a place, he doesn't want that the needle should be stuck in this garment, that everyone should know that he's a tailor. And sometimes, even for him, it's considered like embarrassing, says the Chevin Moshe. Now, this is all regarding a man, says the Sharatim, but by a woman, according to everyone, the way for her to carry out is like that, stuck in her garment, because every woman, her norm and her profession is to be stitching it, to be sewing, and to fixing all the garments of the household, and therefore she's not embarrassed regarding that, like the Tzitzim writes in all the other places. But that's what Toma regarding a man, where it's embarrassing that he's chayat of Bein Nekuba, says Mishabur, but if there's no hole in it, then it's normal sometimes even during the weekday, again, according to the second opinion. When he finds it in the street, he doesn't want to hold it in his hand. It's normal for him to stick it into his garment. Let's say he might need it to use it as a toothpick, or similar types of things. So that's this opposite machlekes here in the Mechaber. Look at the Rambam that it comes out. Everything is really according to the times. If that is their norm to go out like that during the weekday, we'll have a takshit, and it's not a takshit. So that's the normal way of carrying it. And then you'd be liable because you don't have the heter of takshit. And that's a normal way of carrying. A takshit allows you to, it's not considered carrying if it's a takshit. They made their chitza also bekach b'chal. Now, if not the normal way of carrying something during the weekday, so pata b'lasa, shabdei netakshit. I mean, biblically, you're exempt because it's not the normal way of carrying, but rabbinically, that is a problem, and you don't have the heter of takshit. Because of Adiyosu writes further, dim reva oilim in dark and lights bekach. In most of the world, that's not the normal way of how they carry things out. Even though that's the way of this specific place that they carry like this, also pata b'lasa. It'd be exempt, but it's rabbinically forbidden. But the reason is because their intention, their consciousness is nullified regarding the rest of the world. So even though that's the way they carry it, you might think it'd be chayiv. So you know they're potter, but again, it would still be rabbinically forbidden. Siv tes. A person should not go out with a ring that does not have a seal. And if it goes out, that's the type of ring that you're chayiv midaraisu. If it has a seal, so the Rashi potter, because Rashi are exempt. But according to Rambam, you actually permit it. It's not even rabbinically forbidden. Because it's not an ornament but to a man. But something that's an ornament for a man and a woman, then it would be forbidden also for a man. So he said, you shouldn't go out with a ring that does not have a seal in it. Why? Because it's only considered an ornament for a woman. But for a man, such a ring, if it has a seal, so men use it for their business. But stama ring, for a man, is considered as a load. And therefore, it's biblically prohibited. But Meir calls it, this is all talking about shetziyah, because you're munich al etzbay. If he took it out when it's on his finger. If it's in his hand, afil yeshla alav chayis. And then even if it had a seal, chayav kulam. Again, according to everyone, you're chayiv for carrying stuff in your hand. So he said, regarding such a ring, the miyotza chayiv, if it goes out, he's liable. Because the mikri derech etzal etzbay. It's the normal way of carrying it out when it's on your finger. They send this ish lebala because I thought a man doesn't wear such rings and therefore it's considered a masli. Yeah, because at times a woman will give to her husband to bring the ring back to the manufacturer to get it fixed. And they'll put it on his finger until he gets there. And again, that's the case. Even during the weekday, it's a normal way for him to carry it. It's not considered a takshin. And therefore he's chayv min derais. Now he said, let's say it's a ring that has a seal. So Sivkom Lamavov, the Rashi part, according to Rashi, you're exempt Pirish. In other words, Potter means you're exempt biblically, but also rabbinically it's forbidden. Why? Because after the Bash Sheshalo Chaisim, even though a ring that has a seal, Hutak Shalish, it's an ornament for a man. Shkin Darka Bacholachta my bigger is because it's normal for him during the weekday to seal letters with that. Kamakam Asa is still rabbinically it's forbidden because the Gazrina make a Gezerah, the Mashal of Amachvi Vasalat to a Dalaramas. We're concerned about certain things that he might come to take it off and show it off. They might come to carry Dalaramas. It can be called Takshiti Ish, which really the Allah by all women's ornaments. Because Mishram said that we made a Gezerah because of the same reason exactly. But we said, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, it's permitted because Sivkot Lamazayin, the Inu Takshu Vahulu, it's only an ornament for a man. Meaning, Svirlu, who they hold, to be Ish, by a man, Lugaz in the Mashal of Amachvi. By men, we don't have this gezer that he might take it off and show it off. Fish and darker because they're not like women. Women know, oh, look what I got, look at this, and they take it off. Men, that's not their norm. But something that's an ornament for men and for women. Then gamle did who us, and for that, then this opinion would also hold its rabbin. You'll have the loy plug. Rabban did not differentiate Vasru Gamba Ish and differently made it for men also for men. But something that's uniquely, distinctly for men, then they didn't make the gzeira because men won't normally do that. Simchal amet ches. The Rama said, "Finally, come on, simchal shen gimel sevir ches." How that is the shamnis bar. There it's explained. Hey, chlinik bezebes manenu. How should a person conduct himself in today's times? Which the Sharatim Nechlamet Beis says is look up the chadusha b'kidega that explains the kavanah of the Rama over here in another way. But in Dachem Moshe Aruch, it sounds like lehedya explains like he's explaining it over here. That what? There the Rama explains hey, that. Mashmasham is something from over there. The in limchis beish and loisalisam, not to protest regarding a man that does carry such a ring with a seal, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Because he writes the bal nefesh yochash laatzmai, a person of the that's a soul person would be concerned for himself. Shleilotz betabas kolal, not to go out with a ring at all. Which Shar Tzion Lamed Gimel brings. Look at the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos that he also writes like that. Even though Medina is permitted for a man to go out with a ring that has a seal, nogu shleilotz betabas, the people have the custom already not to go out with a ring. Shiv Yud, says the Mechaber, Tabas shekavur bo evan, a ring that has a precious stone that's a set in that ring. B'cheinim ksum ba'isis, also if there are letters written on it. Ein ola chaisim mikri, that's called, it does not have a seal. Shlein nikur chaisim, because it's not considered the halach of the ring of the seal of the previous sif. El mekein chakukum ba'isis, it's only if it's engraved in it, letters or images. Just as mishmur simkat lamates. So, it's ela emkein b'chulu, it's only if it has engraved letters or forms, because the yochalachtim ba'igris, then you could seal with it letters. So we've got mem, and it has to be chakukim, has to be engraved. But who then same thing is, mo'isis al tabois, boltis. Or the other way around is also true, if the letters on the ring is actually protruding. So either one, either it's submerged or protruding. Because then they could go afterwards and they could submerge in the wax as a seal. So that's gumkin, because that would also be called tabas shesh b'chaisim, a ring that has a seal. El denakot chakukin, so why is it picking that it's carved out? That's simply mishum tzuches, because of the images. Because the bebolten, when it's protruding, lepam betzuches aser, then actually sometimes with the images, it's forbidden af b'choil. Even on the weekday, l'hashayse b'ves, you wouldn't be able to hold on to such a ring in your house even on the weekday. Kugan shi tzuches shlebesh al adam, when it has a full image of a person, because you can't have anything that has a full image of a person as halachas like related to Avodah Zarah. Tashar Tzim Islam Adal says that even though by Shekeya, by when it's submerged in the ring, you're not allowed to seal with it because then it's going to come out on the wax protruding as over there in your Yerideya, it's obviously that they hold that even so it's considered a takshin because since you permitted to hold on to it and it has at least a name of a seal on the ring itself. Now, Sefer Chaim Moshe is mefakfik on this very much, because he says what it means. Since you're not a seal with it, why would it be considered called a tabash al chaisim? That the whole reason is that it's like it's an ornament, because you're allowed to, it's fit to seal with it a letter during the weekday. Rather, it says, must be talking about other images, as we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, which that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues. And he says, V'yesh Shapirsha, someone explained the Haitzuras, that these images, lo ebet tzuras adam klal, not talking about images of a person at all. Or it's, for example, Shayrak Paratzim Tzadechot, or it's an image, but only one side of the image. Zelikul Amir Shalas is that, according to everyone you're allowed to make, bein boilet, bein shakeh, whether it's protruding, whether it's emerged, then the Madad Nokin Chalkuk, and then why is it talking about engraved? So you're right, Orchid Musa Nokin, that would just be because that's just like the norm of the way it normally is, but not because of halachically that would be a problem. Re'alocha, Debemaschal, Yitzibemachat, that a person should not go out with a needle stuck in his garment, and if he did go out, there's a difference between if it has a hole or not. So the Be'alacha brings that that's the opinion of the Rav Magid that's brought in the Beisaysif. And the last opinion is the opinion of the Riff and the Rambam. Now there's also a third opinion, the opinion of the Rush and the Tur, that actually by both types of needles, a man is exempt. And Mechaber did not quote him, look at the reason in the Sefer Tzeis Shabbos. He said, look at Beisaysif that he's inclined, that the opinion of Rashi is that a man is the same as a woman, whether if the needle has a hole or whether it does not have a hole. Be'er Grezman said it, that his opinion is also like the Rush and the Tur. That by man, whether there's a hole or whether there's no hole, it's actually Patra Abul Asr. According to this, when you have a needle with a hole, the opinion of the Riff, the Ram, the Rush, and the Rush and the Tur, there would all be the equal to say that it'd be Patra. And it comes out, according to this very well, not to ask from the Allah Chasiv Beis, as is pointed out by the Magen Avraham himself in Sipkot Yutes. And what he ends up with it, it's not so geschmack, as the Sefer Chaim Moshe Nar Shama people are going to ask on him. The Bemasal B'Shei in the Kula Pater, that if a ring does not have a hole, then he's Pater. Now, if he needs the needle to connect the edges of the garments one to the other, so you have to look into this if it's permitted for a man. Look later on, Simon Shem Gilman and Siftes, that regarding a woman permitted with a needle that does not have a hole when she's connecting things. And look with it, the reason Magen Avraham, because it's for the necessity of wearing. And if that's the case, the same thing should be with a man. However, according to the second opinion that holds that by man, you're chayiv by in the kubah, it's possible that you would not be lenient because of this, because there it's different, because by woman, when there's no hole, according to everyone, you're potter. And just like we're not lenient because of that by woman regarding when there's a hole, same thing would be regarding a man regarding when there's no hole, because by both of them, there's a chayiv chattis. But he says you could be mechalik, you could differentiate that there, it's not the norm to have to put the needle with a hole because it's going to fall off, which is not the case when there's no hole. Then you can say that is a declaration. So the Bir Halacha, okay, tzarchin on that.
Now the Dirshu 27 does point out that a safety pin, from this grill holds is that for sure you're allowed to carry it. Because since the whole purpose of what it is for the purpose of attaching the parts to the garment, for sure they're secondary to the garment, and its carrying is permitted for someone who attaches them his garments, and that's in Shmir Shabbos in the name of the Ksis HaShulchan. Continues the Be'al Locha, and the Maslim Yotza Chayev, says, should not go out with a ring that does not have a chaisim, if it goes out his chayiv. Says, look at B'Seizim name Rabbi Nirucham, that he, and agrees with him that today's times, that the norm of a man is to go out during the weekday with a ring that does not have a seal. So it is included in Tachshit, and therefore it would only be potable also. Look later on, submission Gimel Sabir Chas, that there he quotes the Pin of the Ran regarding this in the name of Yesh Mesha Aymer, because himself holds like the many Rucham that we mentioned. Some of the deer shoes, the deer shoe 23, we said that when it has a hole, it's the derech hitzah at times when it's stuck on her garment. And even if his primary intention is because of the wearing of the garment, if Shlomo Zalman holds, that he's going to be chayv, because carrying out the needle is not considered as a psikrish lo nichle, like inevitable regarding the carrying out of the garment. Rather, it's like a full-fledged malacha where he wants to take out the garment. It includes everything that's on the garment. And therefore, that would be a violation. Dishu 26. When there is no connection between the majority of the world that conducts themselves in a certain way and the conduct of a minority that conducts themselves another way, Nisgrelds holds that it's not logical to say that the opinion that the conduct of the minority would be bottled to the opinion of the majority, because there's no connection between them. In other words, the Magen Avraham only said only in places that there is somewhat of a connection. He had something about that tzarchin l'din, tzarchin. You have to look into this lahalacha, what type of sheiches and kesher do you have to have between places, so that the intention of the minority is bottled to the intention of the majority. And Shmuel Gizmaishi writes that it's logical that the words of Magen Avraham were only said in one city, where then you said that it's bottled the das of the members from the majority of the world. But a full country, for sure, you don't say that the intention of its inhabitants are bottled to the majority of the world. And there's number 28. Tachshiten, jewelry that are designated only for men, not for women. The Aruch Shabbos writes that's mashma also from the words of Rabbi Kiv Ege that men could be lenient, and even the Baal Nefesh would not have to be machmer. Dershu number 20.